Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? 7:09. Quick look at your forecast here before we get started today. Cloudy, chance for some lake effect flurries. Nothing too bad. High of only 24, so it's staying cold tonight. Mm-hmm. Cloudy, more snow. Low of 18. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Nice day. High of 30. Then Sunday, cloudy. High of 50.
Wow.
Monday 52. Tuesday 50. Wednesday 43, and then Thursday 38. Ah, I wish it would stay. I don't want to drop it down. I want to stay warm. We'll do ice fishing tomorrow, and then we're done.
Yep.
That's the last one of the season, and we're all done. I'm ready for the beach or the parking lot next to the beach where the beach was.
There's still water.
Yeah, we're still jumping. We just jump from the asphalt into the water. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Those guys work year-round, by the way. Whether it's warm or it's cold, doesn't matter. They'll take care of it.
It's a tough job.
Yeah, God, especially in the wintertime. Whew.
Yeah, could you imagine?
No, I'm in my nice warm studio.
How do you pump a septic? You got to dig, right? You got to dig to the septic tank?
Or is them. I have no idea.
Is there like a secret hatch?
I'm going to say something, and then someone's going to try and be like, well, that's what Brock said. And they're like, no. Just, here's what you do. You just call Pump That Septic.
There you go. Don't worry
about it. Well, this week, Amazon opened up its first full-sized Amazon grocery store, a supermarket that requires shoppers to interact with exactly zero other humans. That's right. There's no cashiers. The store is located in Seattle, and we'll see very soon if the thing takes off and more stores pop up in other cities. I'll be honest. Yesterday, I went and got groceries, and I did not interact with a single employee there.
Yeah.
Not one. And I love it. I'm not knocking jobs like that, but most times I don't need any assistance.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't need a cashier because I do the self-checkout.
This is pretty cool what they're doing. Is it just groceries, though?
Yes, at this point, it's just groceries. When they say grocery store, I don't know if it has, like, a health and beauty aisle where you can get, like, your deodorant and shampoo. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if you think of a typical grocery store.
Uh-huh.
But I'm all for this, man.
Imagine winning, like, a sweepstakes where you could go through the Amazon warehouse for, like, 10 minutes and grab anything you want.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. What would you... You know how many things are on Amazon?
Yeah.
Which blows my mind. Like, all of that stuff is in one warehouse.
Yeah. In multiple warehouses when you think about it,
right.
Because they have a lot of stuff that's, you
throughout
know, the
country,
two-day, one-day shipping. We're fortunate because, what, we got the one in South Bend now and the one in Chicago.
Dude, it's insane.
Yep.
Well, I could literally get a part for an 85 Bayliner boat that they have in stock.
Yep.
Or I could get some paper towels all under one roof.
I don't care that Jeff Bezos has all the money in the world. I don't care. Could he be taxed a little bit more? Sure, whatever. But he's probably already paying. Well, actually, probably doesn't pay that much in taxes. But I don't care because he makes my life simpler.
Yeah.
Amazon makes my life simpler. And
does he have everything?
Pretty much.
I mean,
well, dude, he's got like $160 billion. It's nuts. Know? It's nuts.
Just imagine walking out of your house and going into the Amazon warehouse. Be like, I need some. You have everything right there.
Well, like I told you.
It's like your own supply.
When we were discussing, and I would take $1 million, obviously, but in the big picture of things, $1 million isn't that much. And I chalked it up because I was looking at this CD. if you had $1 million and you put it in a CD, and I'm trying to think what it was. I think it was like, what was the percentage? It was like 1.75% on this CD. Okay, so you put this money in there, you don't touch it. At $1 million, you're only getting like $17,500 a year. At $1 billion, you're getting $17 million a year on interest from that. That's a big difference. That's a huge difference.
So now
let's say you have $190 billion in a CD at 1.75. Your money is making you ridiculous money.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know.
It just makes me sad when you say $1 million isn't that much.
But when you break it down, Hunter, it's really not.
I mean, how poor I am? Then?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm very poor. I am at, like, the poverty level. I get that. But I even think about, like, $1 million, I could rip through that fast.
Yeah.
Fast.
It's kind of a lot of money. Come on. Come on.
I'm going to say it. It's really not. In this day and age, it's not.
Compared to billions, but a billion compared to a trillion.
Well, anything, dude. I would take a $50 bill.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, actually, don't downplay $1 million.
I'm going to downplay it though, because nowadays it's not that much. It's not that much. And I know it's $100 bill. Do you like having a $100 bill? No, because as soon as you break that $100 bill, it's gone.
It's gone.
You throw $50 in the gas tank. You get maybe $50. What does $50 in groceries get you? I was just at Walmart and I spent $100. And okay, I'll be good for a week.
Yeah, a week, know? Right?
I don't even like seeing $100 anymore.
I can see where you're coming from.
$100 is an adult 20 at this point. It is. It really is. It's gone.
I think that's what they say in Vegas too. Like a $100 bill is an equivalent to a $20 bill anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
No, a $100 bill in Vegas is a $1 bill.
It's a $1. Seriously, though.
I can rip through $100 real fast.
Well, where'd it go?
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
It's gone.
I pull the lever and it's gone.
It's gone.
Ridiculous.
All right. Now that we're depressed.
Yeah,
all I do is try to talk about cool grocery stores where you don't have cashiers, and now I'm depressed.
Now I feel poor.
According to a new study, marijuana use is rising sharply among senior citizens over the age of 65. Researchers found that the number of seniors who smoke the marijuana or use edibles has doubled since 2015.
You know, no.
Obviously.
No. I'm not hopping aboard on this one. No, it's because you old people.
The boomers.
During the whole decade.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. It's illegal. It's the worst. It's the devil's lettuce.
To be fair, though.
And now we're like, okay, research says it's okay. Now it's legal.
What? To be fair, they grew up with it being painted as bad. That's really just what they were told by the government. Now, I'm not saying it's right or not, but if you were told your whole life that, you know, it's bad and
it's terrible.
You shouldn't do it.
No, I'm not hopping aboard. You know why? Because you shouldn't let the government tell you what is good, what's bad. I mean, generally, yes. But when it comes to stuff
you
like
know
that.
What? Don't listen to the CDC.
You know?
Don't listen to the HWO.
Well, it must be terrible because the government.
As a kid, when you were taking DARE and they told you don't do drugs, not even marijuana, didn't you say, I'm never doing drugs?
You got a point. Yeah. You got a good point.
So there you go. Before you start beating up on that on our parents' generation and the generation before.
Dare dog is dead.
They also thought it was okay to use, you know, plastics. They also thought it was okay to pollute the ozone with, you know,
see, you old people,
gases.
For God's sakes. You know what? For God's sakes, get it together.
I just like the fact that there's
common sense here.
I like a bunch of old stone people all over the place. That's funny to me.
Yeah.
I like thinking about, you know, a bunch of, like, you know, and think about who's going to make the best food.
So
a stone grandma.
I mean, that is good. Yeah, because she'll hold the nuts. She won't put nuts in her cookies.
No, it's just that that's going to be home cooking. You imagine your stone grandma making you, like, fried chicken?
That's pretty good. Here's your problem, though. You think it's all great and dandy that old people are getting high.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get stuck behind them on a road going friggin' 15 miles an hour at 45.
That's going to be fixed once we get self-driving cars.
Yeah. Well, I'll be dead by then, dude.
Exactly.
Jesus.
No, we got it now. No, and honestly, what's another 10 miles per hour lower? I can go, actually, the slower they go, the easier it's to pass them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they're sitting at like a 45, it makes it a little bit harder to get around them on that hill. But, yeah. So smoke up, you old dirty dopers.
You old bags.
You old bags. You old bags. You old dime bags.
Nice.
That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.